Japan has one of the highest suicide rates in the world. Each year, about 30,000 Japanese take their own lives, a rate that's per capita twice as high as that in the United States. But now Japanese authorities are facing a new and especially disturbing phenomenon. Strangers are meeting on the internet and arranging to commit suicide together. From Tokyo, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
So far this year, 30 Japanese have taken their lives after meeting on the internet. University students, young executives, part-time workers, complete strangers drawn to one another by a single wish: to die together. They've done so in groups of three or four and almost always using the same method: burning charcoal briquettes inside an enclosed space, a sealed room or a car, until succumbing to carbon monoxide poisoning. The suicide websites are easy enough to find. One site contains a link that says, "Click here if you are tired of life and want to commit suicide." It's a chat room where anonymous writers post messages such as, "I want to die because my girlfriend left me," and, "I want to kill myself. I'm looking for partners. Please email me. I'm serious. I can only wait 3 days." Websites like this are perfectly legal in Japan, as they are in most other parts of the world. There are an estimated 200 suicide websites on the internet, yet it is mainly in Japan where people actually use them to meet suicide partners.
This is utterly bizarre and eerie, I would say.
Yuko Kawanishi is a professor at Tokyo Gakugei University. She says Japanese culture may glorify suicide, such as seppuku, ritual suicide, committed by samurai warriors, or a suicide pact made by two lovers. But this latest phenomenon, she says, is entirely different.
It is very incomprehensible, even for Japanese people who have a kind of a sociocultural background and certain attitude towards suicide. What is very bizarre about this suicide is that they are completely strangers, and the only thing that they have in common is that they would like to commit suicide.
And she says while most of Japan's suicide victims are middle-aged men, often facing financial ruin, the internet suicides are being carried out by young men and women in their 20s or even their teens. Mitsuyo Ohira tried to kill herself more than a decade ago while in junior high school. Now a successful lawyer and author of a book on suicide prevention, she says the internet in Japan has become a magnet for the young and the troubled.
For a growing number of young people in Japan, the internet is the only place where they can express their true feelings. The internet offers the illusion of real friendship, but it's only an illusion. I know many people who have been burned by trusting their internet buddies.
Ohira says it's futile to try to shut down the suicide websites. They merely pop up on different servers. A better solution, she says, is for suicide counselors to go online also. Right now, there are precious few suicide help sites in Japanese. Groups running old-fashioned telephone helplines say they are afraid to expand onto the internet, afraid of the liability issues, afraid of being inundated with a flood of emails from troubled people around the world. Pari Aftab, executive director of Wired Safety, a group that monitors the internet for dangerous sites, says that attitude has to change.
What we need to do is make sure that there are as many good sites out there that tell people why they shouldn't be seeking solutions through suicide, why they should be reaching out for help, letting them know that there are people who care, there are people who want to communicate with them, and they can live a good life if somebody helps them.
Otherwise, she says, those who turn to the internet in despair will find only other troubled souls online. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Tokyo.